Swedish teen climate activist Greta Thunberg has galvanised young people across Europe and beyond with her activism since she began a weekly school strike outside the Swedish Parliament a year ago. During the past 12 months, it has snowballed into a global movement demanding action on climate change under the Fridays for Future slogan. Let's have a listen to Greta Thunberg.
During this last year, lots of things have happened. And then, of course, the global emissions haven't gone down, so we're still back on square one. So, of course, we will need to do so much more. We are still only scratching the surface. What I'm going to focus now on, and I mean everyone in this movement, is to spread awareness, spread public awareness of what is going on, because I believe that once people fully realize the situation we are in, then they will change, they will wake up. Because I don't think people are evil, I think we are just not aware.
Greta Thunberg, and on the phone joining me from Cologne is Anna, one of the activists for Fridays for Future. Hello, Anna.
Hello.
So what has the Fridays for Future movement achieved in the past 12 months?
Yeah, people are talking about climate change, how we can stop it or act upon the most pressing matters we have right now.
But weren't they talking about that? They were talking about that, like they've been talking about it for years.
Yeah, they have. But right now, they even talk about how to act upon it. Mm-hmm. Now we just have to get them one step further so that they actually act accordingly.
Okay, and so many people are taking time off school and many time off school to protest. I mean, do you think that's an effective way of protesting?
Of course, that's what I think gave us all the public interest in the first place. Because if there are just some people standing there on a Saturday or in the afternoon, I think the interest in it would be much, much lower.
But do you think a lot of people are doing it just because they don't like school and maybe they're not so passionate about climate change? It's just that they hate school?
No, I really think, I'm pretty sure it's exactly the opposite, that most people of us really want to go to school instead, because not going to school and having to repeat everything at home is much, much more work than just going to school.
Talk to me about Greta Thunberg's current voyage to the US.
Yeah, well, she's going to the USA to the climate summit, and she's going there by a sailboat. And I think that's really, really amazing, because now she gets the chance to actually go there without emitting carbon. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty cool.
But all the other people who are going to the climate change, I don't hear of them going on a yacht. I mean, a lot of them will be flying, won't they?
Yeah, most of them are flying. Well, I think all of them are flying. They're like far away, not from the same country. And that is very unfortunate, because that's like the people who should change something in the first place, and they don't even change their own behavior.
But are they taking it seriously if it's such a huge issue? And Greta Thunberg is setting such a good example and nobody is following it?
Well, on the other hand side, we have to understand that not everybody has 2 weeks or even more time to travel somewhere just for one meeting or one congress. So I can understand that they are flying, but maybe with modern technology, it should be possible to do it another way so that those people maybe do not have to meet in person if they come from all over the globe.
You mean like FaceTime or something?
Yeah, video conferences and all that stuff.
Okay, well, that's a fair point. And what is next for Fridays for Future?
Like in September in Germany, we have a very huge thing planned. On the 20th of September, we have a climate strike where we want to address everybody to join our strike. So working class people, just everybody is going to be out in the streets with us on the 20th of September. And in the week after, from the 21st to the 27th, we have our week of climate. And there we have big demonstrations in different cities of Germany going on to different topics.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sounds good. So it's not just going to be school children, it's going to be everybody, workers and everything.
We want to show what would happen if everybody started striking with us and taking the matter of climate change seriously, so that like just the whole country wouldn't work anymore if everybody would strike work and school and university with us on Friday.
Great. Anna, thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That's Anna, a member of the Cologne chapter of Fridays for Future.